Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Who's the guys first?
Bill, welcome to the show. What's your story, Bill?
Hey, my name's Bill. I'm 38. I'm single. Have a couple sleeves and a fleshlight.
Yeah, the fleshlight's kind of the gold standard for overall sleeves.
Yeah, I mean, once I got that, like, they kind of just fell by the wayside.
See, we make you forget all other fake vaginas. It's the it's the best fake vagina money can buy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Bill. You're, by the way, 38, you divorced or you just always been single?
Divorced.
And how'd that work out?
I mean, you know, it was over and now moving on.
How long ago did you get divorced?
2 years.
2 years? So, and no girlfriend since then?
Kind of off and on, but nothing's really stuck.
So you're not one of those guys that, like, what they call institutionalized, that you can live outside the system?
Yes. No,
yeah.
I don't feel like I need to.
No, I have buddies that, like,
all the time.
The second they get divorced, they have to get remarried again. Like, they just have to. They cannot live. They're just not comfortable being free range.
No, I've known some people that have been the same. So it doesn't make sense, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, we all like what we like.
Exactly.
All right, Bill, you're going to play. You stay there. I got to get, who's this next guy? Bobby, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, what's up, man? 50, married. I ain't got nothing for myself, really, but my wife has, like, pretty much everything.
When you say she has everything, like, if you were to ask her, would she be like, I got everything? Or are you like, you got enough?
No, she's like, I have everything. Everything from, you know, standard nipple clamps, butt plugs, whipping, chisel, whipping post she likes to get tied to, you know, just normal stuff.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You said whipping post.
Yeah.
Now, I have literally heard of every other thing, but one has a whipping post. Like, I just thought you just got tied up and somebody hit you in the ass, but you have a post. Is it in your bedroom or is it downstairs?
Is it
a secret room somewhere? Hopefully your kids can't see it.
Well, it's more of a, you know, weekends when we don't have the kids away kind of thing, and it kind of goes up real quick.
Hey, so you have a portable whipping post.
Modern times, modern solutions.
I've never been faced with this dilemma, but I was just like, I guess I would think, why can't you just put an eye hook in a beam in your ceiling and then you just, like, click a chain or something to it? Like, you know what I mean? Or is it just the imagery is necessary for you guys?
Yeah, well, it's more of a tactile thing. You know, you got the rough wood, you got the leather on the wood, you got the leather on the cuffs, leather on the, you know, it's tactile at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah, no,
so much,
I get it.
It's not so much the pain thing. It's more the setting and
No, I get it. Is it your jam or hers?
That's hers.
Yeah, and did she, and so when you met her, she was like, "Hey, I'd like to tell you something that I and or did you just discover it together?"
No, it was more along the lines of when I met her, she was kind of like in a really repressed relationship. I actually, she's 35. I actually used the first toy she's ever had on her.
Holy cow. She went from her first, my first vibrator to tie me to the post, Steve, and punch me in the neck.
No, not punch, but
sorry, I don't know why I thought your wife had that voice. I don't mean that. Just, you know. But so,
it's more of a choke, not a punch, but yeah.
He's so matter of fact.
Have you got a certain slap that you know really does it for?
Nah, it's literally like it's more of a toy. And don't confuse whipping post with like I'm cutting, you know, using a bowl up on my wife.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not there. You said whipping post. I'm like, so what's he? Because I've seen it like where the girl gets slapped in the face, and I'm like, I don't want to slap you in the face.
Oh no, she's too pretty to slap her in the face. That'd
right?
Slap
her well, look, I don't know your jam.
No,
listen, my buddy, no. I have a buddy. I won't mention his name, but you know who I'm going to talk about. But the girl went home with him. He said she seemed completely normal. And by the end of the night, they had done enough cocaine that she was screaming for him to slap her in the vagina with a belt.
My ex-wife liked that.
Your wife likes that?
My ex-wife liked
Your
that.
Ex-wife likes that. You seem to be the problem here.
Yeah, it's all me. It's always me. Just ask any of my wives.
You ask any of my wives.
I've had three. Hell. Heck. Exhale, right?
All right. So she liked to be slapped in the vagina. Well, I hope it wasn't the same girl. She didn't used to work.
No, not the same girl. Different belt, too.
She didn't work down at Westport, did she?
No.
Okay. All right. So listen, that's a discussion for another day. You're going to play today, Adult Toy. But cool. Super interesting, man. All right, you stay right there, Bobby. I'm going to get Jeff on. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Jeff. I'm 35, married. I've got a pair of handcuffs. The wife has a rabbit. She used to have another one until the dog ate it.
Oh,
the dog ate a rabbit. Oh. And how long ago was this?
A couple of years ago. That's why we had to replace it.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that you weren't the guy like, the dog ate. Yeah, I should do something about that. And then you just never do. Like, you should immediately replace that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. You ever hit her in the vagina with a belt or tie her to a whipping post?
It's usually just a hand.
Yeah,
not a whipping post.
I've never slapped a girl in the vagina.
No.
Maybe a little. Like, not really, but, you know, like a tap or something, if that was her jam. But no, I've never hauled off and like I feel like that gets you punched in the face. You know,
like a dong slap's fine. I've nothing with a hand.
I went to Good Game, my girlfriend once, and accidentally hit right in the middle. That didn't go over big. You know what I mean? I was coming from behind, like, and technically, but it was through pants. So
yeah.
So I C-punched her, basically. Yeah.
Mistake right, you only
now,
make
now,
one.
Yeah. Now that we're all horny, let's play. All right, Jeff. Bobby, Bill, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid today is the Jagmatic Ultra Power Pro Pump from Neff Toys.
If your peener is a-slackin' and it's time to do some jackin', well, your friends at Neff Toys know just what to do. Yes, your joint will get to jumpin' if you just want one hand pumpin'. The Jagmatic Ultra Power Pump's for you.
That's right, fellas. Are you weary of cumbersome penile pumps that require both hands to operate?
Yes, I have grown tired of having to use both of my hands while operating most pumps.
And I long for a pump that will require only one hand to use, leaving my other hand free for important activities like operating my computer mouse, answering the phone, or holding my binoculars while I watch my next door neighbor weed her begonias.
Yeah. Pull them weeds, Loretta. Pull them hard.
Okay, we're done here.
The Jagmatic Ultra Power Pro features a 7-inch chamber,
one-hand operation,
and an easy push-button release.
It'll make you bigger and harder.
And it's great to use alone or with a partner.
Oh, Loretta, them tomatoes got some weeds in them. Those big, juicy tomatoes.
Are we actually talking about tomatoes here, or?
I really enjoy fresh produce.
Oh, okay, buddy.
If your perversion isn't hidden, well, it's time to do some bidding. Maybe you can jack your Johnson up tonight. It's the Jagmatic Ultra Power Pro, and you know how this game will go. It could be yours only if the price is right.
Right.
Oh, Loretta, I want to show you my eggplant.
Stop it!
The Jagmatic First of all, the Jackmatic, let me show you the box, because this is what's going to make it for you. The Jackmatic. So it's a completely naked dude from the 70s, but he's got his penis in this tube with a pump on it. But then here's the crazy part. And then there's like a naked girl who's doing it. And you're like, yeah, that seems like that's how it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Not all by yourself, shamefully.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you have this.
This blonde harlot here.
Yeah.
By the way, sweet.
Squatting.
Sweet crispy bangs. The claw.
Oh, she. I'm sad T's not here to look at that.
Oh, my God. The blue eyeshadow, everything.
Cartoon boobs.
Oh, yeah.
She's right to go.
Yeah. The Jackmatic. The Jackmatic with the big 7-inch chamber, because that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box is fantastic.
Yeah, this is your basic, Jackmatic. So this is the pump. Okay, so it's pretty simple. It goes in there. I'd have to open the whole thing, and I'm just not going to do that to you guys. But yeah, penis in there.
Got it.
Tube in there.
Mm-hmm.
That in there.
Mm-hmm.
And look, little measuring thing, because, well, you're a child.
You know.
You're an adult, but you're still a child. You're like,
look, it's bigger.
I got it up to 8 this time. So, good luck with all this. The Jackmatic. So, listen, they wouldn't keep making them if people didn't like them, so it must be good. Bill, the Jackmatic could be yours.
Let's go
$24.99
for Bill.
Bobby, listen, I don't know if this is your jam or not. I don't know if this is something you guys mess with, but what would you pay for such an item?
About
$32.85. That's a fantastic random number. All right, and Jeff for the Jackmatic.
$33.
He went a little bigger. I see a strategy. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$40.99.
Oh, Jeffy.
Jeff with the Jackmatic.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Indeed. All right, well, listen, that is all yours, so you stay right there, Jeff. Bobby, Bill, what is going on with you two? See, Bobby, you knew you'd come up a little short when he went $1 more, didn't you?
Yeah, at least I didn't come up short in life.
All right, listen, well, you know what? If it made you angry, go home and have sex with your wife.
Get the belt.
I do that almost every day anyway.
Yeah, listen, enough of you. Tie you to a whipping post and hit you with a bat.
Yeah, she's tried it.
Did, by the way, did she tie you up and do it?
Nah. Like I said, it was all her jam. I blame 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, listen, I understand. And look, I'll do whatever she wants. Like, if whatever her jam is, unless it involves tying me up, because I feel, with my personality, it's just one of those things. Like, I probably have created some internal, some resentment, some long-held aggressions.
Yep.
And the second I can't get out of the restraints, it's time to play a game of what fits where. And do you like that? Is that what you like? Oh, are you going to just hold on and you'll get used to it?
Call me mommy. Yeah.
And I'm like, stop putting it in my ass.
I'm a girl and I'm your friend. Don't.
No, dude, trust me. I know. I'm never letting anybody tie me up.
Oh, trust me. I have handcuffed keys tied in strategic places around my bed frame.
Yeah, listen, I totally understand. But that's necessarily. Yeah. By the way, do you ever do? I did know a girl. By the way, I knew a really hot girl, very hot, that actually did enjoy the ball gag thing.
My wife probably didn't dig that, but they make these women that were, she has she can't be confined in any way. It sounds weird, but like she can't be like not. Can't feel like she can't breathe.
Right.
But she got, they have these ones that have holes in them for breathing. And she kind of dug it for a little while, then just kind of like just got out of the way because, you know,
This girl, you would have never thought of it. And she told me, it's pretty over the top, like, because it goes in your mouth, but then you drool everywhere because you can't close your mouth apparently. Yeah. And I don't know, whatever it is, she really dug it.
Maybe she likes the whole choking thing also.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows, man? I try not to choke.
Yeah, don't do that either for you.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Jail.
I drink. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, you never want to get like, oh, I guess I went a couple seconds too long. Yeah, you're like.
Well, it's not really, you're not really trying to cut the airflow off.
Right, right. No, you're supposed to. I know. Listen, I don't want to get into all that. I'm just trying not to finish too fast. You know what I mean?
And
I don't want to have to gauge my hand pressure. Like, I'm just, okay, where am I? Am I good here? Are you good? Am I good? Like. Nah,
one minor piece of advice.
Yeah, sure.
The whole
You mentioned many times that Miss Fun Fancy Pants doesn't enjoy the whole back door area.
Right.
Well, if you start small, it actually changes the shape of the vaginal opening, so it makes you look like John Holmes.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Just put smaller things in her butt?
No, start small.
Yeah, of course. I didn't have her sit on the bedpost, for God's sake.
What? No.
No, I know what I'm saying is I didn't. Of course I know that.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just saying. But that's how my wife got into the whole back door area.
Yeah,
Literally, we started with literally a pinky.
Yeah, of course.
And then she got now she would like the accommodator, which is apparently I can have now not only one wangy wangy.
All right, listen, I'm no longer happy for you. This guy, I love how he sells to me like he wants to do me a favor, but really just talks to him about how awesome it is in his life. It goes back to him, but I'm still.
I swear to God, I don't like playing with the back door like that. Not that much.
Listen.
Oh, my God, this turned into a therapy session for a dude who's getting too much anal.
Listen, just take your tickets and go, sir.
I'll tell you what, man. Next time you're at Silver Ball in St. Louis, I'll buy whiskey for you.
All right, you're a good man. You hold on a second. Stay right there. Hold on. So let me get him on hold. And let me get Bill. We get Bill taken care of. Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Listen, I'm just worn out right now.
Oh, I was trying to not laugh over your guys' discussion there. That was fantastic.
All right, listen. You hold on. Make sure you get some tickets, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, stay right there. Hold on.
We learned a lot.
I learned that Bobby's life is perfect. And I was like, look, I know. Clearly, anybody who listens to the show know that nobody's inviting me to come by for the Mensa luncheon. But I'm pretty sure I understood.
We know to talk down to you, John.
Well, but don't find the biggest thing in the room and be like, you like this? Kablam.
They don't come running at her with the Hulk arm.
I'm like, exactly. Like, yeah. I'm like, what? Of course.
Baby step, John.
They have this stuff called lubricant. I'm aware. I know, man. All right.
They want what's best for you.
I get it. I guess. But I guess it's just so easy for everybody else when they hear, I can't get it done.
You don't know.
Then it must just be, I'm too stupid. Anyway, well, let's just move on, shall we? Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. What's your story?
I'm 37. I've been married for 8 years, but we've been together 12. Everything's just gotten better as we've gotten to know each other a little bit more. So we're trying to get a little more adventurous. We've got a couple of C-rings. I've got a couple of vibrators and dildos. So looking for something new.
Yeah. All right, then. And by the way, I don't know if you heard Bobby, Lindsay.
Yes.
But how are you with the back door? How are you with you get tied up? You have a whipping post or anything you want to share with us?
I do enjoy being tied up. We do have a set of handcuffs.
Everybody do worse.
I do enjoy a little bit of the choking. I heard you guys talk about that. Not big into the big door action, but a little soft choking is kind of hot.
A little soft choking. I don't know what. I'm not sure how you gauge that. What is a little soft choking? Is that a little for a second, or is it for pressure? Or is it, what do you do?
Right before both of us finish, as long as it's not cutting off my air.
Right.
Just kind of hand around the neck, a little bit of light pressure.
Yeah. Does it make you lightheaded and that's what you like?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. A little bit lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you just choke yourself? Don't they make a chick self choke? Can't you
I don't know.
No, I like it when he does it. It's like a power thing.
All right.
Like he's taking control.
I get it. All right, Lindsay. All right, stay right there. By the way, I think we definitely have put my hand in there, but the first time with my girlfriend, I put my hand in there, she was like,
"Are you about to do this?"
She looked at me like, "What's this about?"
What are you doing?
Yeah. It was probably pretty early on. You know what I mean?
Where are you headed?
You think you know people, but she's like, "Ooh, what's with Yeah. No, I'm cool. Sorry, my bad. All right, Lindsay, you stay right there. I got to get Sabrina on. Sabrina, welcome.
Hi, I'm Sabrina. I'm 26. I'm engaged. I've got a vibrator. That's pretty much it.
You got to get to business, man. We've been having people on there. We got whipping posts and anal and ball gags and choking each other out.
Teeter-totters, all sorts of stuff.
I know. I feel like super lame, super vanilla.
You need to get dirty, for God's sake. You're 26.
Yep.
Okay, I see.
You're right.
I see. Easy to talk to. This is an easy to talk to kind of girl. All right, Sabrina. What about other girls?
I'm okay with that.
You'll bring a chick home?
Oh yeah.
Wow, you see, because you're kind of shy about it, but yet you've already done that.
Yeah.
What about butt stuff?
I'm not a fan, but I mean I'll please my man. I'm okay with that.
All right. So she's a goer, and all you have is one vibrator.
Yep.
Well, let's see if we can get something else for you then. All right, then. Lindsay, Sabrina, stay there. I got to get Sarah on. Sarah, hello.
Hey.
What's your story?
I am married. I am 41. I have pretty much everything, or I've had everything. Right now we have like a rabbit. We have a C-ring. We have rope.
What do you do with rope? I mean, I know what you do with rope, but I feel like rope burns in your future. Like, what do they call those ligature marks where there's the big red rope burns?
Yeah.
No, we definitely like the tying up.
So when you say tying up, like, in what fashion? Like, your wrists are tied up?
Like, your hand, yeah, basically. Like
he doesn't
that.
Do
yeah.
that weird thing where they tie, he ties your boobs up, does he?
No.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, that's awful. Like, yeah, let me back up a bit, because I feel like that just hurt someone's feelings. If that's your thing, then enjoy it. But to me, it looks
right.
Like, but you, if you don't know, you see it, right?
Yeah,
it starts around the base of the, like, your breast where it touches this body, and then they go around it like that, and then they pull it tight like a piece of thread around your finger.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel like a chick would say okay to that for the most part.
Or, I don't want to look at that.
No, that's happened to me. No.
If it's your jam, okay.
It wasn't. No, but, you know, you got to try everything.
Sure.
At least
sure.
once.
You got to try everything.
But it wasn't. It was like, what the hell? You know, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, no, it didn't, no. But other things, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no, but you're right. You have to find whatever your jam is.
Right. You don't know if you don't like it if you don't try it.
What about other girls?
No, that wasn't my jam either. Again,
Did you try it?
And you realize, you know, nothing's like doing that to make you realize you don't like doing that.
Well, listen, so pitching, or I assume you just didn't like pitching, but catching was okay?
No, and even that it wasn't, because it was still like a chick. I don't know. It just wasn't.
What do you think?
It didn't turn out the way I thought it would, which is fine, you know.
Selfish. All I hear is selfish.
Definitely not. But yes.
All right. Sarah, Sabrina, Lindsay, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Vibes of New York Heater Money Massager from Nastoy.
Start spreading your legs.
That's right, ladies. You can enjoy the New York vibe with this unique vibrator from Nastoy. Specially designed to reach all of your erogenous zones, including your G-spot.
That's not a thing!
It features 7 levels of vibration, dual motors, it's USB rechargeable, and it heats up!
It's so damn hot!
Very hot! Very hot!
I'm stationed in Poontang. It's hot! Damn hot! Real hot!
What are you doing?
I'm heating up your dinner.
Who's hungry? Who's hungry? Who's hungry?
Just place your bids on the Vibes of New York. It's the Vibes of New York Heater Bunny Massager from New York's Nest Toys. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
I don't know where New York got to be a part of this. As I was looking at it, there's a picture of the Statue of Liberty, by the way, on the cover. But there's nothing about it that looks like the Statue of Liberty or anything in New York. It's your basic bulbous vibrator. It's got some ridges on the top, but then it's got, of course, the two doodads, basically the rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's very soft. And so I imagine when it's completely buried, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I got it. And probably pretty damn good, because these are sizable.
Yeah, I get this. Okay.
All right. So where's the on button on this thing? On the right
or
left?
The bunny's nose? Or
you have no idea. Like, all right. Well,
that's the Peter part.
Yes, thank you. Did you say Peter?
Peter.
Okay.
Peter.
All right, there you go. All right, so now that's on, and then I don't know what the other one's doing. I'll turn the heater on, too. doodads turn on here. These guys aren't running. Hold on. I don't know now. Listen, somebody's supposed to have the instructions with this. Oh, there we go.
Did you get it?
I think so. Yeah.
It sounds like it'll get business done.
Hold on, let me do it. Could someone make these less technical? There's literally, by the way, this comes with an instructional. Yeah, let me see this here. You got your small control motor, you got your control motor, then the small control motor. That's on the left there. Use instructions. You got a silicone grade long press. Hold on. The two ears are the two small motors. That's the one on the left. Long press, 3 seconds. Double shock on. Here we go. That's what I got to do. That's what I wasn't getting. Now. So, yeah, they
got all bases covered.
Now I got it, ladies.
By now, he knows how to do it now.
By now, she's going to sleep.
Here,
by the way,
take it for yourself.
Everybody just got a great look into my sex life. Just
the most patient.
A lot of talking, but yeah, no. Here's the ears. Here's the dome.
That's quite nice.
Yeah,
it's a lovely shade of light lavender, a pale lavender.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty strong.
Actually, a good one. Yeah.
And it looks like a baby's toy.
And apparently, boy.
No, so it'll blend.
It really does. No.
From that angle.
No, then your kid comes walking out holding the handle with that in its mouth.
Ah, Ma.
No. It's not a pacifier, kid. Maybe you pull mommy's binky out.
That is mommy's binky. That's impressive.
Yeah. No, when you take a look at it from the bottom, it does look like it's got two eyes and rabbit ears and a little bunny nose. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There you go, ladies. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It took me a second to figure it out, so you know it has to be okay. All right. Lindsay, what would you pay for such an item?
$89.99.
By the way, do you have any of the silicone vibrators?
No. No, I don't.
They're the good ones. They're the business. Those are the ones you want.
Yeah.
Sabrina, what would you bid?
I would pay $23.99.
You only have one vibrator, right?
Yeah.
Silicone, hard plastic. What is it?
Hard plastic.
God, you're like a poured masturbator. Are you married?
I'm going to be married.
Listen,
engaged.
You don't tell him you don't get married anymore until he learns to buy you a couple of decent sex toys.
I'll make sure to mention that.
Listen, real simple. Don't stop by. Don't stop by unless you're bearing gifts.
Right? Go get them yourself, girl.
Right. Yes, there it is. She gets it. All right. Sarah.
Yes. I'm going to say $36.99.
Okay.
All right. The actual manufacturer suggested a retail price.
$85.99.
She did it.
Sarah. Oh, Lindsay, you just overbid and Sarah slid in.
Yeah.
Sabrina, clearly.
I won.
You actually won.
That is hilarious. Sarah. Holy crap, that's expensive.
Yeah. Can you put a price on an orgasm? I mean, I think of all the disappointing sexual moments in one's life if you're a lady, where you're like, yeah, I'm not even close. Oh, are you sleeping? And you just think to yourself, is it really expensive when you say $85?
Yeah, though. It doesn't cost that much to orgasm. It doesn't. $85.
It had New York in the name. It's got to be fancy.
It did.
Sarah.
New York prices.
Sarah. Oh, my God. She just went New York prices on us.
Big city.
It has New York on it because it smells like pee and it has used chewing gum stuck to it.
Dude, for real.
I've been in your guys' hands though all morning, right?
Just listen. You've done worse with your mouth. Calm down.
That's probably true.
You are. Sarah, I love Sarah. She's like, I want it, but man, is that expensive. Dude, listen, don't be that broad now who's like, I save it for fancy times like birthdays. I just use it.
No. We burn the candles. We use the china. It's cool.
Yeah, all right. You stay right there.
Jesus Christ. We use the china.
So, Sabrina, you bid $23. Have you even looked at dildos online? Vibrators, anything?
Not for real. I can tell I'm very inexperienced.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get herself down. She's like, man.
Hey, you got an Amazon account?
I do.
Listen, literally, they have a section called Sexual Wellness. It'll just, you can order them on your Amazon account and nobody knows it. It literally shows up like in an Amazon box.
I got Prime. It'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Sabrina, trust me. Look around on this one. You may find that you're a pretty happy person. You know what? You may get a couple toys and think to yourself, I don't want to get married. I think I'm okay. So good luck with that. All right, Sabrina?
All right.
And I'll get you some tickets, too. I'm going to make sure we hook you up. Lindsay.
Yes.
$4. $4 Damn. You missed it by.
I know. Dang it. That was myself. I almost went with 79, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go with the 89.
Go home. You can angry masturbate.
Yep.
All right. Madsturbating is what we call that.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I'll have to get a big one out for that one.
All right, then. Did you say I'll have to get the big one out for that one?
Yeah. Well, I've got one that does a lot of its own motions and wiggling around. It's very interesting.
And so you referred in your head that as the big one?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen those effing machines, the sex machines?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's like with a suction cup.
Wow. The Punisher.
Yeah.
That's how she's going to kick off on Monday.
Yeah.
Get it?
That's the kind of, stay right there. Hold on, I'll get you hooked up. That's the kind of girl that, you know, you meet at a bar and she just whispers, bruise it or lose it.
God.
Bruise it or lose it.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber coochie-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized but plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chops, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.